From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Well, it is a busy week, and in Albuquerque, the close to the Balloon Fiesta, if you're getting out, do be careful. And if you're driving, don't watch the balloons. Pull over somewhere safe to do that. Hey, coming up later in the show, we're gonna hear an interview from someone at the Heritage Foundation that's actually with the Daily Signal, their news outlet, talking with a ministry it's a Christian ministry that does tours in Israel. We'll get somewhat of an Israel update, kind of the landscape of what things are like there now during that interview later in the hour. And then, of course, we'll close the show as we typically do on Friday with our Friday financial update with Brian Cochran from John Moore Associates. And right now, actually, let's welcome on to the broadcast from Calvary Chapel New Harvest in Los Lunas a couple of pastors there, Roger Tanner and Jeremiah Brown. Guys, welcome on to ABQ Connect.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Good to be here.
Now, it's timely that we have you guys on because you have an important event scheduled for this weekend. And Roger, it sounds like you're the guy who kind of captains this event over the weekend.
Yeah, apparently.
Well,
I lead the men's ministry, so it falls under my responsibility. You bet. Yeah.
Now, what is the theme for this year's men's conference at Calvary Chapel New Harvest in Los Lunas?
Our theme is traps, the traps of life that men seem to fall into, and so we want to spend some time with different things that that men face in life. And how we can fall into these traps, whether it's the lust of our flesh or pride or whatever it is that causes us to fall. And so we want to spend some time with the guys and go through those different traps of life. And that's what the teachings are centered on, the messages are centered around, and what happens when we fall into those traps. And how do we escape those traps? And then how do we not even fall into them? What do we have to do to be aware of the traps and stay away from those things?
Okay, now Jeremiah, I'm guessing this isn't your first rodeo at one of the men's conferences at Calvary Los Lunas. So you've been to these in the past?
Absolutely, and they just keep getting better, it seems.
What from past events and looking forward to what's happening this weekend, what would you expect? You know, as for the guys that are thinking about, going to the website, which by the way is calvarynhll.com. That's Calvary NH for New Harvest, LL Los Lunas, calvarynhll.com. You can go there under events to find where to register for the event. But what would you tell the guys about what you've experienced in the past and what you hope to see this weekend?
It's always word from God, and he seems to always speak to everybody's heart throughout these messages with what's going on in their current events and what's going on in their lives and, like, real issues about actually getting a relationship with Christ. That's the thing that I always look forward to. But this year we've got a few extra things. One, we've got some awesome music coming in. Not that we have great music anyway. God has blessed us, but we have some guest worship, two or more that are going to be here. We've also got a really fun just guy time that we can come before and after the service to be able to maybe go do some target practice and see who's the best shot as we get through a nice little thing before and after. So. That's something different. We haven't really implemented too much of activities in there, but this time they can expect to have a blast and maybe meet some new guys.
Very good. And let me say this about two or more. I mean, I've been familiar with them probably for the last 20, 25 years, And if I remember correctly, their recording career back in the day, they had spent some time with Dino Elefante as their producer.
Yeah.
And Dino, for those not familiar, after Steve Walsh left the band Kansas, he's back with them now, but the lead singer from Kansas left, the 80s albums Vinyl Confessions and Drastic Measures were lead. That was Dino on lead vocals, but Dino loves Jesus as you know, Carrie Livgren the same way, Dave Hope. There's a lot of guys from that band, but you really hear the influence of Dino Elefante's production in the two or more, and it's just quality music to draw us closer to the Lord. But those guys, man, I'm glad to hear they're still around. Didn't even know they were still doing that.
Oh yeah, yeah. We're blessed with them. We bring them back every year for something.
Oh, great.
We're just absolutely blessed to have them.
Yeah, you're going to have to let me know next time, too, so we can make sure folks know where to catch up to them. But before we let you guys go, I do want to dig into a little bit more about what's happening specifically at the Men's Ministry Conference that's this weekend. Again, it starts tonight, and it's tomorrow at Calvary Chapel, New Harvest, in Los Lunas. Roger, let's go back to you. Tell me a little bit about Matanza.
Matanza, yeah. We started a few years ago. Every time we'd have a men's conference for lunch, we call it Matanza in a Box. So we've got a group of guys that just have a heart to cook, and we're going to have carnitas and carne adobada and chicharrones and, you know, red chili, green chili. It's just going to be a great feast at the end of the last message on Saturday morning. So Saturday around 12:30, you know, we're going to be chowing down. That's something that we love to do. I mean, as you know, Calvary Chapel loves to eat, right? We call it Calvary Chapel. So
yeah, well,
we not only want them to have a great time, you know, with the target practice and a great time hearing the messages and hearing the word of God and being fed the word of God, we want to feed them as well.
Yeah, feed them with that fresh chicharrones.
Hey, man. Oh, you know, that's Pastor David's favorite word, I think, you know, and carnitas. So if you ever hear his sermon, he usually brings one of those things up in one of his sermons. So.
Well, I want to drive the guys to the website. It's not too late to register, right?
No, correct. Not too late.
Okay, and can the guys walk up and register as well?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. They can show up at 5 o'clock tonight and register, and they'll be good to go.
Okay, and if they can't make it tonight, they should show up tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yep. Listen, here's the website and where you'll find the information for the men's conference, Traps, at Calvary New Harvest in Los Lunas. Go to CalvaryNHLL.com. Thank Roger Tanner, one of the assistant pastors, and Jeremiah Brown, another assistant pastor at Calvary Los Lunas, or Calvary New Harvest Los Lunas. Thank you guys for your time. Thank you for your investment in Valencia County. We appreciate what you're doing down there. It makes such a difference. And, you know, as you mentioned, you're going to be covering, you know, some of the landscape of what's happening in our world today, and just how important it is to have guys equipped to be a light on a hill, especially here in New Mexico. God knows we need it. We appreciate the work you're doing there, and we love that we can just row with you a little bit side by side and get some of this work done.
All right. Thank you, Steve, for everything you do as well, man.
All right, guys, yeah. Appreciate you, and we'll look forward to, next time Tourmore is in town, yeah, we want to know about that.
I'll keep you updated.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, we are going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to catch up with Susie Sondager. There's an event happening at Calvary Santa Fe this weekend that you want to be a part of. We'll get to the details. Listen, we'll get to the details right after the break. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.